Welcome to the Sableton Live 12 lesson on building a concrete echo drop system for jungle and old school DNB vibes. In this session, we're not just making a loop, we're designing a drop that feels heavy, broken, dusty, and alive. The goal is to build something that hits hard in a club, but still has that worn, crunchy, sampler-driven character that makes old school drum and bass feel so special. The big idea here is contrast. Clean sub against gritty texture. Tight breakbeat hits against ghost notes and little rhythmic accidents. Repeated groove against phrase-based variation. If you get those relationships right, the drop starts to feel like a system, not just a beat. We're working around 172 to 174 BPM, which is a great zone for jungle-leaning DNB. And as you go through this, keep thinking in layers of function, not just layers of sound. One layer should define groove. One should define weight. One should define grime. If two layers are doing the same job, one of them is probably unnecessary. Let's start with the arrangement frame. Set up a simple structure first. Think 8 bars intro, 16 bars drop A, 8 bars turnaround, and 16 bars drop B. Even if you're only building the drop right now, having that larger shape in mind helps you make better decisions. DNB arrangement is phrase-based. The best drops speak every 2, 4, or 8 bars, so we want the section to evolve in clear chunks instead of just looping endlessly. If you have a reference track, drop it into an audio lane and listen for a few things. Notice how often the bass changes phrase. Notice whether the break is full or partially filtered. Notice how much space sits between the snare and the bass replies. That space is important. In this style, silence can hit almost as hard as a sound. Now let's build the breakbeat core. Take a classic break and drag it into an auto track. Warp it in beats mode and start with a preserve setting around 1/16. If the transients feel soft, push them a little for more punch. Then trim the break into a tight 1 or 2 bar loop. Now duplicate that idea onto a MIDI track using Simpler. You can use slice mode if you want to retrigger individual hits, or classic mode if you want to treat it more like a single shot sample. Either way, the goal is the same. Keep the original break feeling alive, but tighten it into something that works as a controlled groove. A really important move here is to high pass the break layer somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz. That keeps it out of the sub range and stops it from fighting the bass. This is one of the easiest ways to make a DNB mix feel cleaner without losing aggression. Now start editing the break into a proper jungle pattern. Keep the snare on 2 and 4 as the anchor. Add a few ghost hits before or after the main snares. Nudge some hats or percussion slightly off-grid so the groove has swing and personality. And vary the velocities so repeated hits don't flatten out. This is where the first transient really matters. Keep that transient honest. In jungle and DNB, the start of the snare or break hit sells the impact. If you overprocess the front edge, the drum can feel bigger in solo but weaker in the mix. A nice shaping chain for the drum layer might be drum bus with a bit of drive, low to moderate crunch, and just enough transient enhancement to make the hit speak. Use EQ to clean up a necessary low-end rumble, and don't be afraid to manually fade or gate messy tails. You want energy, not wash. Now let's add the concrete echo texture layer, because this is where the identity starts to come through. Take a short section of your own break or a percussion loop and resample it onto a new audio track. Then consolidate a 1 or 2 bar fragment, duplicate it, and process the duplicate harder. Start with saturator or drum bus, then run it into auto filter, and finish with echo for a short slap or broken delay feel. A good starting point is a few dB of saturation drive, soft clip on, and then an auto filter set somewhere in the mid-range so the layer becomes more about pressure and grime than full band noise. On echo, keep the feedback low, maybe 10 to 25%. And use short sync times like 1/8 or 1/8 dotted if you want a rhythmic smear. Keep the wet signal controlled. You want atmosphere, not cloud cover. If you want a little extra dust, add redux very lightly. The trick is to dirty the top and mids, not destroy the whole sample. This should feel like a broken speaker, a tunnel wall, or tape damage. Think of it as emotional texture. Make it specific. Is it concrete dust? Radio haze? Metal scrape? The more specific the texture is, the more designed the drop feels. A great coach note here, use resampling as a decision tool. Once you print a crunchy version, commit to it and edit the audio. That usually gives you more character and stops you from endlessly tweaking an effect chain. Now for the bass. We're going to make two layers, a clean mono sub and a mid-res or distorted bass layer. The sub can be a sine from operator, wavy-dable, or even simpler if you keep it clean. Keep it mono. Low-pass everything above about 80 to 100 Hz. and keep the note lengths short enough that the kick and snare still breathe. For the Reese layer, use detune saws or a wavy-table patch with some oscillator movement. Add a bit of unison or detune, then filter it so the movement sits in the low mids and mids, roughly between 150 and 800 Hz depending on the sound. Add a little saturator or overdrive to bring out the harmonics. The key thing here is phrasing. Don't let the bass just run constantly. Make it answer the drums. Use short stabs. Leave 1 to 2 beats of space before a reply. In old school jungle, that call and response feeling is a huge part of the identity. The bass doesn't need to be non-stop. It needs to feel intentional. If the bass feels too polite, dirty the mid-range a little. Add harmonics around 200 to 1000 Hz. That helps it read on smaller speakers without wrecking the sub. But keep the low end clean. Too much stereo or too much distortion in the sub will make the whole drop collapse. Now let's glue the system together. Route all the drum layers to a drum bus and the bass layers to a bass bus. On the drum bus, use EQ to cut any rumble below about 25 to 35 Hz. Then use drum bus gently, with a little drive and very subtle boom if any. If needed, use a light glue compressor, but only a couple dB of gain reduction on peaks. On the bass bus, use EQ to carve out space if the kick and bass are fighting. Then use a light saturator for harmonics, and check mono compatibility with utility. The goal is not to smash the whole mix into submission. In DNB, overgluing the drums can kill the micro shuffle that gives the break its human feel. Always check the kick-sub relationship. If those two are fighting in the same exact range, fix that before piling on more processing. Often the best move is shorter notes, a little EQ carving, or tiny arrangement change rather than more compression. Now we turn the loop into a real drop system. Think in 4-bar phrases. A strong 16-bar drop might work like this. Bars 1 to 4 establish the main groove, bars 5 to 8 add the crunchy texture and a second bass response, bars 9 to 12 pull things back and give the ear a moment to breathe, and bars 13 to 16 bring in the strongest version with extra break chops and a switch up. Notice how that works. We're not adding chaos every bar. We're creating a conversation. Use little moves like muting the bass for a beat before a fill, opening a filter on the texture layer, adding a tiny snare pickup, or swapping one break slice every 4 bars. One very effective trick is a micromute. Cutting the bass for a 16th or an 8th before a snare impact can make the drop feel much heavier. Space can hit harder than more sound. Also, try a mid-drop reset. Around bar 8 or 12, strip the arrangement down for half a bar, then bring it back with a new accent. That gives dancers and DJs a moment of contrast, which keeps the drop feeling alive instead of monotonous. Let's add movement with automation and echo. On the texture track, automate echo so it rises only during transitions. Keep feedback modest. Use filtering inside echo to low cut the lows and soften the top end a bit. Then drop it back down when the full groove returns. You can also automate filter movement on the texture and Reese layers. Open the filter in the lead-in. Narrow it on the response. Then open it again on the hit. That phrasing makes the movement feel musical instead of random. Use return tracks for short reverb and delay if you want a bit of haunted space, but be selective. Send only a few hits at the end of a phrase, then cut those returns sharply at the next bar. That gives you depth without smearing the groove. Now let's finish the drum edits. This is where the break really comes alive. Add ghost notes. Duplicate a snare slice and lower the velocity. Replace one kick with a tiny hat or rim ghost. Cut the tail of a break hit before the snare to create a little stutter. Reverse a small slice into a transition. It helps to work with clip variations. Duplicate the drum clip. Make one version your main loop, and another your fill version. Then swap clips in arrangement view instead of endlessly over-editing one clip. That keeps your workflow clear and makes the groove easier to manage. For old soul energy, keep the fill language simple. Short snare rushes, break retriggers, little stop-start moments, and small atmospheric lifts before the snare lands. Make the fills pay off. Every fill should lead somewhere specific, like a louder snare, a new bass note, a texture swell, or a break retrigger. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't make the break too loud and too full range. High pass it and let the sub own the bottom. Don't overuse distortion on the drum bus. If you want more grit, push the texture layer harder than the core drum transients. Don't let the bass play continuously. Phrase it. Leave holes. And always check the low end in mono, because too much width down there can blur the whole drop. Also, don't fill every bar with variation. That's a big one. Most of the drop should be repeatable. The changes should come every 4 or 8 bars, not every second. That way, The listener can lock into the groove, and the switch-ups land with more impact. Here's a really useful practice mindset. Check the drop at low volume. If the groove disappears when you turn it down, the arrangement is probably too dependent on sub or distortion. The snare, mid-bass motion, and break accents should still read clearly even when it's quiet. For a final quick exercise, build a 4-bar groove with snare on 2 and 4. 2 ghost hits, 1 break edit variation, a mono sub, with only 2 notes, and a reese that answers the sub with short stabs. Then create a crunchy texture by resampling 1 bar of the breakthrough saturation, filter, and echo. Automate 1 transition, like opening the filter on bar 4, briefly raising the echo send, and cutting the bass for half a beat before the next snare. Then duplicate that into 16 bars and change only 1 element every 4 bars. That's the heart of this style.